football fans, and welcome to this edition of the Lamar Viking Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, as always, is head Lamar Viking football coach, Laban DeLay. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Well, this past Friday night, we had a good crowd out at Cravens Field for the season opener. Unfortunately, the Vikings came out on the short end of the scoreboard, but there were quite a few bright spots as well as some things to work on. Coach, please tell us what you and the other coaches saw.
Well, as you said, you know, everybody's excited the first game of the year, and you really don't know what's going to happen because even though you played Foster Ridge last year, there's a lot of unknowns still because you don't have much video on them. But the thing that we did know is that they had 17 returning starters from a playoff team last year, and that they're going to be very good up front on both sides of the ball, and then a couple of really good skill guys that have offers for Division I players like that wide receiver. So we know it's going to be a challenge, a good opportunity for us, and, you know, we found out some things in regards to some guys first Friday night out there that the tempo and the game speed is a lot faster than what they imagine. It's different whenever the bullets are flying on a Friday night versus, a 7-on-7 game where there's no contact, you know. So there's some things that, some kids had some opportunities to show some things. And so we had some questions answered on Friday night, who can do some things and who can't do some things, to be quite honest. And then, but there's a lot of positives as well. You know, I thought that offensively we moved the ball well. We put the ball on the ground a couple of times, wasn't real happy about that. And we're a little bit inconsistent, but I thought we had some really good flashes. And special teams, I thought our punt was great. Our punt coverage team was pretty good. Our kickoff return needs to improve. So there's some good things that came out of it, and then obviously some areas of improvement.
You mentioned special teams and the punting, and that was one of the things that stood out to me as I was doing the broadcast over the internet of the game, that I guess it was twice Hadali got two punts inside the 10-yard line. One was killed at the 10, and I think one hit the 5, did a right turn, and went out of bounds at the 5. And so that was really some good stuff from him and the punt coverage team, like you said.
Yes. And we that's one of the things that we work on daily. You know, we take pride in our special teams. So,
sure.
Caden had a marvelous job, and then the coverage team did a really good job as well.
Well, and I noticed there were some good sustained drives, got on the school board a couple of times, so the offense did do their stuff. And I got to say, Bobby Brown was a beast on defense, scooping up at least one fumble and just wreaking havoc on their running backs, trying to get up the middle and stuff.
Well, yeah, and then there are some other bright spots, too. Kay Tresh had an outstanding game as far as giving effort and getting to the football and making tackles. Javon Moore, his first night as a varsity football player, he had a pretty good night. Caden Hadawi, who hadn't been on the defensive side in several years, he I think ended up with 8 or 9 tackles from one of the safety positions. So definitely some good things to grow on, but we need more of it.
Definitely so. Well, what are y'all going to be working on this week in practices?
You know, it sounds a little bit weird, but, you know, right now it's about the Vikings. And we're looking at South Grand Prairie and we're prepping for them, but it's about the little things, defensively getting lined up right, defensively giving the effort, because you never know what one play might be the difference in the game. So you've got to go 100% and 100 miles per hour all the time. So it's really about the Vikings going back to fundamentals, you know, on the offensive side and making sure that we finish those blocks, and on special teams that we're getting back on kickoff return and we know what number we have assigned and we're picking up that block or we're going to set that wall to this side. And so really it's about Vikings getting better right now, more so than preparation for anything else.
Well, that sounds good. And, of course, you mentioned this week's opponent, South Grand Prairie, your previous stomping grounds. How does that affect you in preparing for the game? Do you have extra motivation, or is it just another game to you?
You know, I love those guys and I'm really close to them. I haven't talked to them this week and probably won't talk to them until Friday night whenever I see them. It's one of those unknown rules that we, you know, we're cordial during the week if we have to be, but we try to stay away from each other, try not to talk too much. But, yeah, it's a little bit awkward, a little bit weird. Coached with those guys for a long time at a couple of different spots. But, you know, it's another football game. It's not about Laban DeLay or the staff over there. It's about Lamar Vikings taking on the South Grand Prairie Warriors. So my mindset is that the Vikings have to get better about the fundamentals in all three phases and prep for another football game.
Okay. Well, speaking of this coming week's games, this Thursday night, the JV will be over in Grand Prairie beginning at 6 o'clock. Freshmen are going to host South Grand Prairie beginning at 6 o'clock in their doubleheader. And, then, of course, Friday night at 7:30 p.m., varsity host South Grand Prairie Warriors at Cravens Field. We need a lot of fans in the stands, a lot of big support. Come out and support the team. That's going to do it for this Coach's Show edition. I'm Bill Frawley with Laban DeLay saying VFND. Mm-hmm.